Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. Hi, I'm Ronnie Karam. Joining me today, as usual, is the beautiful, the talented, the gorgeous, the well-mannered, perfectly coiffed, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, what's going on?
How are you?
Oh, I'm so great. How are you?
I'm good. Everybody, we're on Crappens on Demand today. So that means we're on video so I can see Ben, okay? You can also see all my lovely new artwork that I've installed in my office. Some is done by us. Some is done by you guys, our listeners, okay? We've got the Patty the Pone octopus back there. We've got our great British baking show, baking tribute to my head behind me. Yep. It's a cake. So thanks That's for so those, good. You guys. I love you guys for those beautiful pieces of artwork. And Ben has a new little office decoration as well behind him. It's looking great. Some little plants.
Thank you.
Picture of birds. Lots of birds behind him.
Thank you for acknowledging last week it was some flowers, but this week we've now gotten a snake plant that is permanently. The snake plant doesn't need a lot of light or a lot of moisture, unlike flowers, which die every day. So we have now, I think, a permanent fixture over there. And then, the old bird poster is directly behind me. So all you can really see are the black lines of the frame dangling down from my ears.
Well, you move a lot because you're at like a standing desk now.
That's
so
true.
You're like, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, we'll get the birds. You guys can do some bird spotting in here.
Yeah. And I have a non-flat standing mat. So what happens is that I'm constantly moving my feet on it because it's got like bumps and things that you can like massage your feet on. And then what happens is I move on it enough that then it starts to slide under the desk. So you will see on the video me, I will occasionally like have to step back and pull it back and then come back forward again. It's a whole process. It's really one of the perks of Crappens on Demand.
Yeah, your journey, your standing desk journey is something else. I'm just glad to be here. Just glad to be here, you know? Glad to be here supporting that stand.
I'm going
to
be trying out some new mats next week. We're going to be doing like a little bit of like standing desk mat idol next week, and we're going to see who makes it to the top. But right now I'm testing out this one. It's going to be exciting for everyone.
Well, I'll tell you what's very exciting. Today is the episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey where someone flips some cheese, okay? Who flips it? Do we know? We don't know. Why do they flip the cheese? We really don't know. We spent a lot of time in our preview of this season wondering about that cheese. I mean, what is it? Is it even cheese? Is it something? Is it croutons? Remember it was croutons?
We actually spent a lot of time discussing whether or not it was cheese or croutons. I'm happy to say that it was actually cheese. I feel like now we got some good close-ups. Unless those croutons just went very awry, they did appear to be cheese.
Yeah, well, you said they were cheese. I couldn't believe that someone would do that to cheese. I mean, cheese is not cheap. Yeah. It's a luxury item, guys. Don't throw your cheese. Okay,
it was croutons. It was very polarizing. It was as polarizing as that meme of the striped dress from a few years ago, which is appropriate because that's basically what Joe Bonino was wearing tonight on the show. There were a lot of, lines were drawn in the sand.
Yeah, they sure were. Okay, so let's get on with it. Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're fighting outside by the water at Dolores' beach house on the shore. And Jackie's just said, do you get that confidence in jail? And someone reminded us in the comments on Instagram that Jackie's parents have been to prison. So
that's right.
That makes it even better, when she keeps making jail jokes, So what? It's been close to home. You can still throw that dagger out there. Why the hell not?
Yeah, I mean, and I like Jackie's dad is kind of this sort of a kooky oddball. I wouldn't be surprised if he said, you know where I got my confidence? Jail. That's where I got my confidence, huh? And so I wouldn't be surprised. She's like, oh, so is that where you got your confidence from? Jail? Like my dad?
Yeah, she's just trying to be nice.
Yeah, she's just trying to like reach out.
And Teresa has a fit. She's like, in jail, she's disgusted. She's disgusted. How dare she? And Joe's just like, this gotta end, all right? I can't take no more of this, all right? Like watching the invisible butterflies fly around him.
The invisible at night with those the lights on, just like all sorts of moths. He's like, which one's real, which one's fake? I don't know. I gotta look all around.
I can't tell if his eyeballs just don't move and that's why he's moving his head like someone would move their eyeballs, but his eyeballs just stay straight ahead and he just keeps on.
It's like a bird. Aren't birds like that? They have to move their head to see around. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so either way, Teresa's like,
yeah, I want to jail. It wasn't a big deal. I want to jail. You know what? This is why I don't like her. You know, she's a calculator, okay? This is why I don't like her.
So she gets up and she like goes, she leaves the table and she goes to the doorway. She's like,
you want this stupid bitch in your house? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
So she goes inside and little Gorga goes to follow her. And Jackie's like, you know what this is to me? This is like a joke to me. This is like a joke to me. And Melissa's like, I wasn't even born into this bullshit. Why am I? Now, Melissa's just decided that she's going to go fucking crazy and start throwing things for no reason in this episode. The whole cast in this episode is just like, you know what? You want to piss me? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, you know, you want to go swimming? Anyone want to go swimming? And then 10 minutes later, it's like, you bitch! All right, you know what? We should have some dinner now. All right, let's all just sit down to some dinner.
You know what? It's funny that you mentioned that because last night, before I watched the episode, I went onto Twitter and in the sidebar where it said like trending or news for you or whatever, and I put this on our IG story because it made me laugh so much. But there was like a list of things that were trending in America. It was like Matt Gaetz is potentially under investigation for sex trafficking. Coronavirus numbers are up. There's like an earthquake somewhere, and then it just goes Dolores. I just like in the middle of these like, oh wow, terrible things are happening, and Dolores.
Human trafficking, coronavirus, and Dolores.
Dolores.
What was the news about Dolores?
I don't know. I didn't click on it because I didn't want spoilers. Because I haven't watched the episode
yet.
Some of us like to be surprised. Well, if Dolores was going to do something like, I don't know, like swing a tire iron at Frank's knee or something like that, I'm like, I want to be in that moment. I don't want to be anticipating it, you know?
Well,
but I don't know why Dolores was, of all the things this episode, I kept on waiting for Dolores to do something crazy, you know? Like, lose her mind. But all Dolores did all episode is what you said. Say, all right, you know what? Just calm down. She's a very sweet person. Just, you don't want to hurt her. She doesn't want to hurt you. Frank, I'm doing the laundry. Get off the bed. Frank.
Yeah, she just had like this face the whole time. She'd be like, oh, this cheese. Look, this cheese all over the place.
This cheese.
All right.
You know what? It wasn't good cheese. It wasn't good cheese. Jennifer brought it. You can tell. It still has the supermarket packaging.
So Melissa's screaming now and she's like, I don't even want to be in her presence. All right. Don't even try to rap me, bitch. And Jackie's like, this is the problem. You see, the minute I retort, then it's me. I'm the one that caused it. And Marge is like, yeah, you know, but Jackie came here cordial and Teresa came saying, stick this dildo up your ass. Okay. So I think Jackie wins this one.
Yeah. And by the way, when you said Melissa decided that this is the time that she wanted to make it about her, it's not like she just decided. The thing is with Melissa is that she doesn't want to start fights with Teresa because they went through all those years and she doesn't want to be accused of being the one that starts the fight. So she just waits for a fight that's happening and then she can start piggyback. She's like, great, now I can finally fight about the thing that's been pissing me off for 2 months. So she's just like, here we go, this is my moment, I'm gonna air grievances about this Joe Giudice article.
So Gorka goes in to follow Teresa and he's trying to get in her door and she's like, I said leave me alone, all right? You're an asshole, I'm your sister, you should stick up for me.
And he's like, my sister doesn't stick up for me when her ex-husband comes after me, okay? You know? And then we see, like, it's the article that says Joe Giudice said that, I guess what, Joe Gorga and Melissa have problems or something like that. And again, we are on super close-up on Joe Gorga's face. Where it's just, like, filling up the entire frame for some reason. I don't know why they do that.
They always shoot Joe Gorga like this. Like, he's, like, right in the...
So, you know... So basically, Teresa's like,
you know what you should do? You should kick her out, you know, because she's disgusting, okay? Did you see her extensions in the hair? They're disgusting, okay? She's disgusting. Well, you gotta kick her out, you know?
So downstairs, Melissa's like, okay, we're gonna go. And Marge is like, Dolores, the food was great. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm going to bring the utensils in, okay? That's what that's my contribution. I'm bringing utensils in, okay?
Yeah, I'll bring the utensils
in. I'm going to leave the cheese out here. I'm sure it'll be safe. Nothing will go wrong with the cheese. I'm going to bring the utensils first, okay? Don't worry. It's very resilient, that cheese. Well, I'm sure it'll just be in that bowl next time I come out, okay?
Yeah. So she takes the utensils in, and Jackie's like, you know what? Your husband is an asshole. And Marge is like, yeah, you hurt Jackie. You know what? Why would you hurt Jackie? How could you? Because they're talking to Joe Bonino now. She's like,
yeah,
oh,
Bonino, yeah.
Jackie's all crying now, you know? She's like, oh, your husband is such an asshole. I can't believe he would do that to me, Marge. She's like, yeah, you hurt Jackie, Joe. You hurt Jackie, Joe. And she's like, why would you give life to this? Why? And then Jackie starts a sob fest, you know? Everyone's always so worried for Jackie, and this is why, because
last episode Melissa kept on saying she's on the verge of tears, which, by the way, maybe that's the reason why Jackie is like a mess the first half of this episode, because Melissa gaslit her the entire previous episode, like, look at this girl, she's on the verge of tears, how can you talk to her? So finally she just
everyone did, right?
Now
they were like, hi, we're here for a table for six, the six ladies, sixth one is about to have a nervous breakdown, you're all right, are you crying yet, are we gonna be able to get to our table, are you sobbing yet? Bring some napkins,
bring some extra napkins, she's about to start crying. Okay, just be very gentle with her. Okay, so So Jackie is basically like, you gave this life and everything. And Marge is like, she's like, they were all talking about it. You fucking heard her. Now Marge is sort of just like screaming at everyone, you know? And Jackie is like, yeah, I mean, I was fine until he opened his fucking mouth. I was fine until he opened his mouth. And Marge is like, what? They were all talking about it. They were all, what do you think fucking happened? They're just like ranting.
She's like,
about
how dare
this guy's
you?
Mouth.
He has been so good to you. He has been, I've been good to you. Joe has been good to you. She's like, but he put it out there. He didn't put it out there. They were talking about it.
Yeah, because now she goes from like berating Joe and being like, you hurt her. You hurt Jackie. How could you hurt Jackie? Hey, he's been wonderful to you. He's stood up for you every single time. You hurt Joe. You hurt Jackie. Hey, Joe, you hurt Jackie. You hurt Jackie. Okay, someone's about to hit that cheese. I'm angry. Who wants to be yelled at? Okay, anyone? No? Okay, fine.
Because it's Jersey, so they have that like hierarchy of who gets yelled at, like who you have to stand up first, right? Well, you know what? That's her daughter, all right? So she's got to be mad because it's her daughter. Okay, that's her ex-husband, which still comes before. It comes like between the daughter and the grandfather. But if you get between the grandfather and the best friend, you better watch out. It's like there's a whole, so Marge is just confused. It's like her husband, it's like she's on Jackie's side and she's mad at her husband, but he's still her husband, bitch, you know?
Yeah. And now Jackie is totally shattered, and she's like, why is everyone yelling at me? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? You know what? I've had it. I've had enough of it. Okay, I'm going inside. If you want to have some cheese, it's going to be there. It'll be safe, okay? Just have to... I'm going to be inside there, okay? I'm going inside. I've had it.
So Jackie's sobbing like, I don't even know what I did. And Melissa tells Marge, oh my God, listen, don't get mad at Jackie now. Look at her. She's having the nervous breakdown we've been predicting every 5 minutes for 3 episodes, okay? It just happened
broken.
Fast. She didn't mean it. I mean, look at her. She's broken. You have to help her, Marge.
Do you see that bowl of cheese? That is her mental state right now, okay? Okay, it looks just a bunch of little pieces that at any moment could come tumbling out of the bowl, okay? That is Jackie in cheese form.
And so Frank's like, well, Joe did say he heard the rumor. But you know that, but the rumor was? Hey, let me just say the rumor, because I like all the spit I'm getting all over the camera lens, all right? The rumor? Is Evan's got a girlfriend, all right? And you know what? We all said we don't believe it. So what's the big deal, all right? We did a shot on it. Why is it a big deal?
And Joe Bonino is like, he comes in those stripes. His stripes are so cute and so such a poor choice also. And he's like, listen, no one was spreading a rumor. We were sitting around in a circle. So that's the end of my defense, okay? We were sitting in a circle. That's it. It was bro circle, okay? That's all I got to say.
And so Jackie's like, Jackie just wants to go home. And Marge is in the kitchen going, you know what? She doesn't understand by the miscommunication. I just don't understand. And she comes in and she's like, stop yelling about me. I want to understand why everyone's punching bag. And Dolores just goes, listen, you're not everyone's punching bag. Anyone want to hit her? She's here.
Anyone?
She's here.
Anyone? Okay. Does anyone want to get Maz? Okay, I know his gym's been closed. I know he's looking for a punching bag. Okay. So Jackie's like, I need to know.
I need to know my friends are not talking about me. That's what I need to know. And Margaret's like, well, you know what? I'm trying to explain, but you don't let anyone talk, so you have to listen. Okay, who wants to be yelled at? Because I'm like really amped up. Okay, Melissa, why are you wearing, why is your hair in a ponytail? Why? I told you not to wear the ponytail. It didn't really land as much as I wanted. Okay, I'll go back to Jackie. He defended you. No. I guess the moment's over. Oh, well.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? I'm done with this. Just tell her what happened on the men's night. So Joe's like, there was a rumor. You know what we said? I said there was a rumor, and we all heard it, but we don't believe it. She's like, see, there. You know what? It was a rumor that got back to you wrong. What else, Joe? What else happened? He's like, would you like an iced coffee? Good job, Joe. Well done. All right, you're excused, Joe.
Joe, you're pouring the coffee. Joe, you got to put the coffee in the glass. You're pouring it on your foot. Oh, God, he still doesn't know how to make the damn thing.
I like that Joe goes, he actually specifically said, listen, we were talking and we gave Evan a 100% vote of confidence. I'm like, well, thank you, town council. Like, did you sign like a ceremonial law or something like that?
I wouldn't
like,
be surprised if this shit was on city council, because you know that's all that matters is like the postal code that this happened in. It's like, did you hear about it in Tenafly?
Was it in town?
Yeah, which town was it in? All right, we didn't hear it in that town. You heard it here first. All right, so it's probably some city council docket somewhere. So Marge is like, Jackie, though, the last person I want to fight with is you, Jackie. So they cry and hug and say they love each other. And Marge tells us, there's only one person to blame for this entire meltdown. Teresa. Okay. Yep. As usual. All right. It's Teresa.
Yeah. So Teresa comes downstairs and she goes outside. And Jennifer's sitting there with Joe Gorga, and she's like, you know what? It's not my fucking fault. So I'm just going to sit here and shut up, baby.
So Jackie's still squeal crying, and Teresa comes down, and Teresa just comes out and she goes, so what, you don't stick up for your sister, huh? You two should have eaten her alive after she said that Gia thing, all right? And Melissa's like, Teresa, get in here and tell Jackie this is over. And she goes, after she said that about the jails. And then now it's time to lose it on Teresa. So Melissa's like, what? Said what?
You know, about the jail things. And Melissa,
she marches over there and gets right in her, like bends down to get right in her face. And she's like, how dare you? What the fuck are you saying? You're accusing a husband of cheating.
And she's like, well, not one person even said something to Jackie, and that's kind of fucked up.
So now this is where Melissa goes, like, charging up, you know? And she's like, what the fuck are you going to say now? I should have stuck up for you when she said you should have been in jail, and suddenly you're a weak bitch who can't defend herself? And Teresa's like, bling, 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 because, like, Melissa totally gets like, her with that logic, right? Like, because Teresa, all she does is say, I'm strong, I can handle it myself. And then, like, the moment anyone says anything, she's like, why don't you stand up for me? Yeah. So she's like, bling, bling, confronted bling, bling, with this logic, she's like, bling, 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 bling.
This episode gave us my favorite Teresa face. I mean, Teresa has some really, really good dumb faces, but this, the open face with just the blink is my favorite. The open mouth when she's like,
I can stand up for myself.
So then this is where Melissa grabs the bowl of cheese cubes, which, by the way, more cheese cubes than is even necessary. I don't even know why the cheese cubes were even out there during dinner. Yeah.
That was a lot of cheese cubes. I mean, that was a ton of cheese.
Like, was that just for Frank? I don't understand. So she picks up this bowl, this like Kroger bowl of cheese cubes, and slams it down. The cheese cubes explode everywhere, which, I mean, honestly, I loved it. I thought the visual was great. It had a lot of like dynamic flair to it, a lot of movement, a lot of motion. I think like we talk a lot about throwing wine glasses and things like that, but I don't think we've really appreciated how good cheese cubes are in these moments. And I encourage more cheese cube explosions during a fight.
Well, it's also funny because in Jersey, like, this is being polite. Right? Yeah. Like, Melissa literally looked around the table. The silverware was gone because we know that Marge took all the utensils. Mm-hmm. So she looked around the table. She wanted to respect Dolores, so she did not throw wine glasses on the ground, which would be difficult to clean up. She was like, you know what? Yep. I'm going to throw something soft and squishy because I really respect Dolores.
Yeah, and something, and it's also, you think, I think in her, the back of her mind, she's also like, I also don't want Joe to be eating these the rest of the night, so let's just like shake them out. Or maybe she just herself didn't want to be eating them the rest of the night, so she just slammed them down. They explode, and then it's kind of funny because it feels like for the rest of the episode we have cutaways of people sweeping up cheese cubes. Like, there are so many cheese cubes that people are constantly cleaning them up. So she slams them down, and she's like, you should have just stood up, like you stood up for your ex-husband when we were defending your ass, you know?
Because, yeah, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're a sick fucking bitch. I defended you too many fucking times. Defend me against your ex-husband!
Yeah.
And Teresa's like, this got nothing
to do with my ex-husband. It's that fucking bitch we're talking about.
And Joe's like, would you just listen? I can't see where you are right now. I'm going to feel around here. There you are. Listen to me, all right? Just listen to us. So then Joe is going to go crazy now. So she's like, I'm listening. You can look, my mouth is open.
Yeah. And Teresa goes, you know, I just said he did the right thing, and I wanted you to be happy that he did the right thing. And Gorga goes, he's like, I'm mad at that son of it. Because now his cheese supply has now been depleted. So now he is activated. And he's like, I'm mad at the son of a bitch for what he did to you. He ruined everything. He put you in jail. My wife 100% is right. You gonna defend him? I held my fucking tongue as long as I could. And then I licked my wife's vagina with it. Hey, you know. But I held my tongue.
I don't want to follow him, fucking piece of shit. He put my mother in a grave, and I'm supposed to like that. And his veins are popping out, and he's red. He's like punching tables, and like
smashing, Hulk smashing. The cheese is just whatever cheese they've managed to gather up is now like bounced all the way out of the bowl again.
There's so much food flying everywhere, and Teresa's mouth is still like a little piece of cheese flies into Teresa's mouth. She's like,
that was good.
There are some ants who are going on the ride of their life. They're like, yo, you got to go to this table at this house, okay?
There are some ants who are going to be farting all over each other tonight in bed, right?
They're like, yo, they get back to the anthill. They're like, yo, we went to this dope ass picnic table. We're just hanging out. And then boom, we were like flying. We were like a fly for a second. You got to go to this table.
I know. The queen's like, oh my God, why is everybody farting? Stay away from that house. Okay. It's too much dairy. Stay away. Find a family's dropping crackers or some shit. So yeah. Teresa's still going,
we're not talking about them. We're talking about Jackie's. And he's like, forget about Jackie!
And then inside, Jackie is like still crying. Her face has just turned to, like, her cheeks are red. Everything around her is just like red. I don't know what's like, did she go into a sauna in between scenes? I'm not sure. But she's like, what are they even fighting about? How dare were they? It's like, okay, Jackie, all right. They're fighting about Joe Judas. Okay, I want to go home. I want to go home right now. Okay, I'm going to go home.
So outside, so then, Dolores, you know, always with the good advice, she's like, Joe, wait a second, Joe. Listen, let's remember this. You know what your parents wanted more than anything in the world? You two to stop making out in the closet, all right, on church days. Otherwise, they wanted you two to be together, all right? So you guys need to make up, Joe, all right? And then Joe's like, I can't do this to you. I can't do this to you. You know what? They're divorced now. And Teresa's like, yeah, I'm divorced, all right? That's why I need a new beginnings, all right?
So why are we fighting?
He's like, all right, let's hug. And then it's like, fine.
Yeah. And he's like, there isn't a man on this earth who took away more from me than Joe Giudice. He's taken away time from me and my father. And then we get a flashback to the christening. He's like, you're my father! You're my father!
And No being like, you're the baby! You're the baby! You're a
little
baby.
Pussy! Little pussy, you cry when you hold octopus over pot! Pussy!
He's taking time away from me and my father. He took time away from me and my mother. And then we always get that clip of the mom being like, would you like some more pasta?
I know.
He just goes through the list, and it is really some great clips. I mean, that christening is classic.
It is classic. And he's like, I just want the end, okay? And then Frank comes in as the peacemaker. He's like, all right, listen. You're allowing him to do this to you, okay? Both of yous are. Okay, both of yous are. It's ridiculous, okay? It's ridiculous, okay? They're just, like, wiping off, like, all the saliva off their faces. Like, okay, if it means that Frank will stop spitting on us, we will put this to bed.
I know. Yeah. Some, like, a little baby is having a fit and you throw a glass of water in their face. You know, here you just need Frank spitting on you, you know, but it's the same basic deal. So Joe's like, all right, you proved your point. And Melissa's like, all right, you know what, Teresa, you need to go to her and you need to say it's over because I'm not going to do this anymore. And she's like,
I don't function like that, guys. I don't find
that was the most self-aware thing Teresa's ever said, actually. It was sort of weird. I felt uncomfortable with it. I was uncomfortable, like, with her knowing the word function.
You have to do, I know, me too. All you have to do is just say you're sorry. She's like,
I'm about to do that.
And then Jackie's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do for the rest of the trip. I mean, right now, what I'm thinking about is just spending the rest of the trip saying, I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the trip. That's sort of my game plan at the moment.
You don't have to make a decision right now, all right? Right now, you're like a little piece of cheese that's been stepped into a crack, all right? You just need to wait for somebody to show up and clean you up, all right? That's it.
You're a dog with a bone, but you're also a dog that has arthritis, okay? And even...
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
We need to take care of you, okay?
So Joe and Melissa go to the van where Marge is and Jackie. And Melissa's like, are you okay? And Jackie's like, not really. And Dolores is like, all right, Frank. Well, it was nice for us to have a dinner party for once. Jesus Christ, Frank.
I also like, by the way, when they go to the van, Melissa goes, is she crying still? It's like, Melissa, you gaslit her into thinking that she was going to cry. Like, all episode long, she's going to cry. And then she finally cries, like, is she crying still?
So Dolores and Frank and Jen are all talking in the kitchen, cleaning up. And Dolores is like, Teresa, you like to fight hard, but you don't want to see someone hurt.
But she's in jail, all right, sisters?
And Jen's like, yeah, she's really hurt, baby. That girl is hurt. She's in pain. That girl's like a piece of monster under a flip-flop right now. She's crushed, guys.
So Teresa's like, you know what? She likes to throw daggers and stuff and, like, cry when they make everyone feel sorry for her. I'm like, she throws daggers in self-defense because you're shooting her down with a machine gun for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So now Jackie is
Jackie's so crying in the van. Yeah. She's like, I'm the one who keeps getting beat up by this woman. And Joe's like, yeah, you know what? She wasn't in the right mind, but it's over because I talked to her. All right. You know what sometimes women need? A man. All right. And by sometimes, I mean all the time. I was like, shut up, woman. And then she was like, all right. So you'll probably get what you need because I did it. The man. Right.
The man could do it. And Melissa goes, no one wants to see you upset for one more minute, Jackie. But we are going to warn everyone for the rest of the season that you're about to cry. So,
well, we see why. I mean, Jesus Christ, enough, okay? Like, there's a rumor about your husband cheating. You're really making me, like, seek out Evan to give him a blowjob at this point, okay? You're lending this too much credence is what I'm saying.
I feel like Evan must not approve of Real Housewives. I feel like he must not like that she's on the show because...
With my reputation in finance?
In finance, all right? Because she's so distraught. I mean, like, yeah, it's like a shitty thing what Teresa did, but she just seems very nervous about... It seems like everything is about how Evan will react. Like, is Evan going to be okay? She's nervous about this. I want you to make it right with Evan. She seems, like, nervous about Evan's reaction, which makes me feel like... They had some sort of fight, and she's like, no, like, it's good to be on Real Housewives. He's like, I don't want all her shit out there. And now it's kind of like, oh, because of this, it's like he's kind of winning the fight. Like, that's just sort of like what I'm
– right.
That's what I'm, like, conjecturing. I don't know if it's true, but it's fun to think about.
It's a little creepy because she's scared of what Evan thinks, and Evan acts – you hear him on the phone. He's like, fuck that. She said that, bitch. She's doing that to my reputation. God damn it. And in real life, he's like, what? I didn't even care anymore.
Yeah, it's cool. Huh? It's cool.
Yeah, so, which is always scary when a man acts like that in private. And then in public, he's like, huh? Yeah. So she calls, you know, but she's also constantly – putting gas on the fire, right? Because she's just been outside crying and had this whole night. So she calls Evan and she's like, listen, I just wanted to warn you, she's a fucking animal. You know, and she's, you know, she's going really hard tonight, Evan. He's like, what, is she dragging my name again? And she's like, yeah, but because there was a guy's night and she just kept trying to give life to it and saying that all the guys heard about it and she was just trying to throw everyone under the bus about it. So now he's like really riled up and he's on his way there tomorrow.
Right, and Melissa's like, oh God, she's telling the story again. Like, they're all like, I'm like, yeah, of course she is, because you guys, like, you guys created this terrible situation, and now, like, she's been through an emotional hell. Of course she's going to tell her husband about it. So so Jackie keeps saying how, like, you know, Teresa's been giving life to this, etc. Even though Jackie's the one currently filming a scene doing this. So Dolores, yeah. So then Dolores is like, you know what, Teresa? Just tell her you're going to stop. You're going to stop talking about it. Just say sorry, you're hurt, okay?
Yeah, I already said sorry. I already said it.
And then it goes, because the editors are like, no, you didn't.
Dolores gives her such a side eye. Dolores is like, how much further to the left do my pupils have to go for you to see this side eye right now? Okay.
Yeah. So Jackie's telling Evan, I don't want you to walk into a shit show. Let's just make a promise. If it gets really bad, we're going to leave. We're going to leave together. Okay. And Teresa's like, that girl's just not my kind of people, all right? She doesn't have a heart. She's cold.
Yeah. And so Dolores is like, Teresa
is such a monster. Oh my God.
And Jennifer's like, Teresa, we got another 2 days and Evan's coming tomorrow. Like, she is so like the ensemble member in a musical who has to come in and give a little bit of exposition. What are we going to do? They're closing down the store. We got to find a way to raise some money, right, baby? It's like,
yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And Dolores is like, listen, you know what? You speak different languages. She speaks English. You speak Tringlish, okay? She speaks like an adult. You speak like a shorting out doorbell, all right?
Listen, she speaks, you know, she speaks logic. You speak gorilla, you know, that's it. So so Dolores is like, she's like, listen, it's a waste of time to get Teresa to admit she's wrong. So she goes, Dolores goes up to Teresa and goes, you know what? She's eviscerated, okay? Yep. She's eviscerated.
Pulling out the big guns for this one. She's eviscerated. And she's like, but you know what, Teresa? Here's the deal. She thinks you're a bad person. Prove her wrong. All right?
Teresa's like, but she's stupid. No. So then, now.
I like when Dolores gets mad at Teresa, because Dolores is never going to pop off at Teresa, right? So she does this thing where she burp talks. Like, you know, when you're about to burp, you make this face. You know, pull your head back, like you're kind of sucking in air. She's like, Teresa, this is how you got to deal with it.
Just pulling up too much cheese. Thank God. Thank God spilled everywhere. So Joe Gorga, he's cracked his hand or something like that. It's very upset.
From punching the table.
Yeah, we didn't really get much of a follow up on that one. I was like very concerned about his hand the rest of the episode. And Jackie is just she's like, okay guys, can you just like promise me one thing, that like if she starts up, will you just like all as a group just like shut it down? Okay, I just don't want Evan to hear it. Okay, can you just do that? They're like, oh, yeah, of course, of course, of course.
Yeah. And then Jackie's like, oh, and you know what else? Jennifer's trying to start problems and she needs to shut her fucking mouth. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So they're still talking over at the other house too. And Jen's like, oh my God, Marge is so angry. And Teresa's like, yeah, because she was mad her husband said something, but he didn't say it. He didn't say it. He didn't say it. And they're like, can we just go to bed? Teresa's not going to stop saying he just said he did say it. All right, let's just go to bed. I can't. All right.
You know what, Frank? It's been a long night. Let's go to bed. Frank Catania, who would have thought at the end of the night you would be the quiet one, right?
That's right, Dolores. Who would have thought I'd ever be the quiet one?
All right, you know what? I never should have asked the question. I just cleaned up this deck.
So it's the morning now, and Dolores sees Teresa in the hallway, and she's like, I heard vibrations coming from your room last night. And Teresa's like, yeah, I had trouble sleeping. Bing, 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 bing.
It was just her eyelashes blinking so fast. That was the vibration.
Yeah, it was the bedroom fan like hitting her eyelashes as she tried to sleep.
So now we see Marge with Joe, and she's, you know what, Joe, I was very upset, okay? Like, you know, I'm sorry that I screamed at you like that, but there's just something about the stripes on your shirt. I don't know. I couldn't focus, all right? I felt very triggered. And he's like, well, you know, it's fine, you know, but, you know, he's like, you know, I feel bad because everything, you know, someone says something, it's out of context, and, you know, like, it's all crazy. He's like, yeah, no, Tree wasn't out with you guys, and she doesn't know what happened. She has no idea what happened. I mean, I don't know what happened either, but I like to yell, but whatever, we can't talk. Joe, just make me a nice coffee. I can't do this anymore. I've talked too much without a nice coffee in my hand.
And everybody's like, you okay, Jackie? Hey, Jackie, would you like some eggs or some Kleenex? Jackie's going to cry. Everyone's just so worried about Jackie again. She's like, I'm fine. I'll have some yogurt. And then the kitchen gets quiet. Like, what does that mean?
They're like, yogurt? Should we tell her that there's veggie crisps also available? I don't want to push it. So, Frank is waking up. And oh wait, that's just what happened.
Yeah,
it's just so many people are waking up.
What's this hurricane? Huh? What's this hurricane coming through here? And he goes, "Wow, feel this. This is like a cloud. This is like a cloud." She goes, "It's the bedding, Frank." Okay. Now here's what I'm worried about. Evan's coming, and I'm not so confident he's coming in peace. He's very upset, Frank. He's very upset. He's like, I would be angry too if you called me like that, crying like that. You know, Three needs to apologize. So now we go around finding out how terribly everybody slept because they were so stressed about last night.
Yeah.
And then they go out to the little deck or whatever to have some breakfast. And Marge, of course, is like, Joe Gorka, no salt on the Marge's food. All right. So they're all talking about how they're not prepared for another day of this bullshit with Teresa. And Jackie's like, you know what? I just don't want Evan to get riled up. I need to know Teresa is not going to be an animal. Can you guys assure me that Teresa is not going to be an animal? I just need to know that she's not going to upset Evan. Do not upset Evan. Everyone else be upset. Evan can be upset too. Okay. Welcome to your job.
Evan is a grown human being. He will be fine. If Teresa acts like an animal, I'm sure he will be absolutely fine. It's okay. We do not have to protect Evan from anything, you know? So, Joe is like, no, don't worry about it. I called up Tree earlier today, and we see a flashback, and he's like, you're the only family I have. Our family's memorial's coming up tomorrow, so let's just make peace, eh? So they're going to make peace. Gorga told her to make peace, so they're going to finally make peace.
Yeah, I love that they both say that they're the only family they have. They have humongous families, both
huge
of them.
Families.
You're all I got left. I only got you, my 19 children, my 37 cousins.
45 other people named Joe that I'm related to. So then...
So Teresa gets on the phone with Gabriella. And like, Gabriella's like, hi, Mom. She's like, who are you with right now? And she's like, no one. I'm just getting my nails done. I don't know why that was so funny.
You should get them white for no celebration. And she's like, I always get them white, Mom. Bye.
Yeah, the kids hating Teresa calling every single time. So Teresa and Dolores and Jen are talking. And Dolores is like, listen, all right, Jackie came downstairs. I pulled out a mop bucket. I don't know what the hell's going to go on with her. It needs to be done. All right, she's going to be happy when you speak to Evan, Teresa. And Teresa's like, I don't want to talk to no man.
Yeah, she doesn't want to talk to no man. And Dolores is like, well, she's scared to talk to a man because look at the man she was married to. And then we get like Joe Giudice's greatest hits, like my fucking cut fitness wife. What a little
shut up,
bitch
you dumb bitch.
You better shut the fuck up, okay? You stupid face. What you gonna do? So then
it's terrible to laugh at that, but every time they cut to the vineyard, I die laughing because that was just horrible. And Teresa really stood up for him the entire time. She's like, why was his secretary?
Yeah.
I was like, oh. So he's calling the secretary a cop fitness. That's great.
Yeah, that's all. What a prince. Okay. So then Teresa tells us one of the reasons why she doesn't want to, you know, talk to Evan. And she goes, you know, I mean, Jackie's the one who involved her husband, so she can take care of it with him. It's like, she didn't involve, you created the rumor about the husband. Jackie did not just like create this rumor and then involve Evan.
Yeah. So now everybody's getting ready, and Bill comes in. Hello. And he's like, hello.
Bill is in full Bill this entire episode. He's like, hey, girl, hey.
And Dolores is like, look at this gentleman. You are no one can sex up a bowling shirt like you, Bill. Okay.
Yeah. And Jennifer goes, look at you. He goes, look at you.
Looks like I missed some fireworks last night. Are we having eggs for breakfast? I'll just take some tea.
So then Teresa's like, is Bill here? I hear Bill. Is Bill here? Ooh, what's that awful noise? Get me out of here. Oh, Teresa, you look divine.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey. And she goes, what are we eating, a bagel and a bathing suit?
And Jen's like, we're telling him what happened with you, you know, when you started everything, baby. And Dolores is like, listen, you know what? Teresa was going through a hard time. You know, her divorce is finalized. Her kids are older. She tried to fit a dildo the size of a small horse up herself all night long, and I had to listen. Listen, do you need me to keep going on with reasons why Teresa's really the victim here or not?
No, we're done with that, baby.
Yeah. So, yes. So basically, Dolores is like, you know what? Teresa's going to make good today, so don't worry about it. And Frank's like, yeah, Teresa, don't rehash. Okay, sorry, I sort of ruined your hair there. You're going to have to go and dry it again. And Teresa's like, I'm not. Listen, I'm going to say, stay out of my face. I'll stay out of your face, which is going to be really hard because your face is really big and stupid, but I'm going to stay away from it, you know? And then Jen and Bill go upstairs. And because they're going to get changed, whatever. And so Jen is going up the stairs before Bill. And he looks up at her and goes, ooh, look at that booty, girl.
So back at Mel's house, everybody's laying out by the pool, deciding between a wave runner and the boat. Right? So Bill and Jen are talking. And she's like, look what I got. Look what Teresa gave us. And it's like humongous, you know, the vibrator. And he's like, what is that? She goes, oh, it's your new business venture. And he's like, what are you going to use that for? Use it on my back. Lower.
A little lower, please.
Lower.
A little lower.
Lower.
Lower. Almost there.
Keep going until I look like a tripod, baby.
Fun and games. What goes on at the shore stays at the shore. I'll be the bagel.
And so Jen's like, well, she told Jackie to stick this up her ass, baby. And he's like, well, in her defense, it is what it's made for, isn't it?
It's like a freaking shit show over here, Bill. Everyone is yelling. I got yelled at for no reason. You would have thought I walked in with 15 overcooked pizza bagels.
Well, I don't know that you should have said anything, because what happens at boys' night should stay there. And she's like, well, Margaret was jumping down my throat, and if she says something out of bounds today, I'm gonna put her in check, baby. And he's like, good for you, of course. Lower.
No. Now you run along. I'm going to see what this little back massager really can do.
Come on, let's go.
So they all pack into a van to go to Melissa's house. And they're talking about wave runners, of course. And then Jackie is still stuck, of course. She's like, you know what? If Evan comes in hot today, I'm just going to have to drive away. You know, this is just, I'm just, Evan's coming. So everyone starts arriving. And Marge is like, you know what? Just say what you did wasn't right. You know, I don't want the girl to suck the life out of us or you, or Evan. I mean, this has to be done today. What is going to happen with Teresa? Everyone's just basically like, this Teresa has to apologize. And this is going to be like a triple let's. I'm trying to think of a good Olympic thing. A triple let's stick it heels over your back axle, you know, for Teresa. Because she just does not know how to do this.
She doesn't. And for some reason, I wrote down that Joe Gorga says to Joe Bonino, Joe, you want a drink, Joe? I don't know why I wrote that down. I think it's because I was amused that he had to say Joe twice in a sentence. Because like, that's the most Gorga thing. Like, they have to get as many Joes.
Hey, Joe, you want to have a drink, but, Joe?
Hey, Joe, you want a drink, Joe? Joe, you want a drink, Joe? In case you didn't know, Joe? Joe, you want a drink, Joe? Do you want some JoJo? Joe, you want a cup of morning JoJo? Huh?
Ha!
The Teresa hello, and she walks up to Jackie all like awkwardly because, well, she's Teresa and that's how she walks. She's like,
quick, 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 quick.
And Melissa goes, let him talk, let him talk. And then everyone stands like 1 foot away from them and they're all staring. Marge especially is like,
mm-hmm, go ahead. I can't wait to hear this.
So she's like,
listen, Jackie, I don't like the way that things went down. I'm not trying to hurt you or your family, so you know what? Let's just drop it, all right?
You know what? I would like that. I would like that. I just want it to be all done. Be careful, Teresa. She's about to cry. Be careful. Easier, Teresa.
She goes, I would like it to be done too, but do not bring up my husband anymore. She goes, I won't, you know, and maybe you could tell him that because, you know, I don't like talking to your husband. And Jackie goes, you can do it with both of us there. Okay.
Yep, we'll all talk. We'll all talk. We'll be like 3 cubes of cheese in a bowl. Okay, we'll all just be safe and sound. Okay.
And Jackie tells us, you had no problem talking about him, so you can talk to him. Okay. Let's see how you enjoy that one.
And for those of you guys who are watching Crappers on Demand, I just pulled my mat back. So so pretty much everything is good. And, you know, Joe's like, thank you, Jesus. So, you know, Teresa tells us that she doesn't feel comfortable talking to Evan. She says this again, that she doesn't feel comfortable talking to Evan. She goes, you know, where I come from, the wife makes it right with the husband, but I'm old school that way. I'm like, Teresa, the word school should never come out of your mouth. It's just not a concept.
Not really new school, not old school, not school crossing.
I not mean, a school just of keep fish. It. Yeah. Just no schools. No schools.
I mean, you shouldn't even say that school because like there's an S and a cool in there. Okay. Just no, Teresa.
So so now Melissa's giving a tour of her house because some of them have not been to her house before. So they're walking around and Dolores is basically saying everything you'd expect her to say on a house tour, which is, this is such a dream. This is a dream. Now, I have a question. When you need to walk into the living room, since this is open concept, when do you know when you've arrived? You know, it's hard to tell because when you go from the living room to the kitchen, how do you know when you've switched rooms? That's an important part of the journey for me.
So these people are hilarious because Melissa's like, okay, so here's my house. Okay, so you know in houses how they used to have like a wall and then like they would have a room over there and then they would have a wall and like a room over here? And Dolores goes, open concept, Melissa. It's open concept. She's like, yeah, open concept.
No, that's the bar. That's why I have a bar is open sign over there. That's the open concept. No, Melissa, it's a concept in design. You know what? Never mind. Just keep us on this tour.
So guess what? Evan's here. Evan has finally shown up. And so he walks up and Jackie like runs over and gives him like a really big hug and everything. And now and Teresa's like, I feel bad. I feel bad now. Like, of course, now Teresa feels bad.
Yeah. And Jackie's doing those overcompensating kisses where she's like, and he pulls away and she's still like lips open, like trying to make it last forever. It's like, we get it, yeah. Jackie. Okay. Your husband didn't cheat on you. Okay. So yeah. Teresa's like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do to that? And Marge's like, just say sorry. Try it right now. Sorry. She's like, sorry.
Meatball. No, sorry.
He's a man's.
So Evan comes over to the group. He's like, hi, hi, hi. And he says hi to Teresa. He's like, hi, Evan. And he kisses her on the cheek very politely. And she's like,
you know what? Yeah, I'm happy you're here. You know, I'm sorry about, like, you know, when, like, you know, everything that went down. And you know what? Like, I never want to do nothing to hurt you guys, you know? So, like, you know.
So. Yeah. And then Jackie and Evan are both like, okay, great. That's all we needed. Yeah, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. Is that all you needed, Jackie?
That's all I needed. Okay. We're going to let everything go now, Teresa. Oh, yeah. You know what? This is going to be the best. Let's have fun. And Marge goes, honestly, that's one of the weakest apologies I've ever seen. But you know what? Coming from Teresa, it's a freaking miracle. Okay. The Red Sea basically just parted and a couple of twin camels went running through onto a boat that's going to take them to heaven. I don't know. I mean, it was a miracle.
So then Jackie goes and checks in with Evan. She's like, are you feeling okay? Are you feeling? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. You sure? Are you sure? You can have fun today. Okay. You can have fun. I packed you a little lunch. It's in a brown paper bag. You're going to really like it. Okay. Have fun. Make friends. Okay.
Now let's kiss too hard. Okay, you're pulling away too soon again, Evan. You're pulling away too soon. We're proving something here. Get back here. He's like, oh my God, Jesus, leave me alone. I'm not even thinking about it anymore, all right? So Joe tells Teresa, he's like, let me tell you something. The way you handled that, I'm proud of you. And she's like,
yeah, come on. I always do the right thing. Come on.
He literally always does the wrong thing every single time. And yeah. She's like,
you know, I just want to squash it because, you know, like we have to remember why we're here.
So we can fuck like the old days.
No, but no also.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that too.
I like that Teresa wants this whole weekend to be perfect for Nono while her storyline for the weekend is fucking herself in Dolores' house with her new line of vibrators.
Yeah. So now it's time for water sports. So it's like some people are going to go on wave runners and some people are going to go on the boat. And so Joe Gorga turns to Bill.
Bill goes, get some action, baby.
Yeah, because Gorga goes, Doctor, are you going to go on the wave runner with your wife? He goes, yes.
So Jackie shows Evan their room. And she's like, are you still okay? This is your room. Are you okay here? Oh my God. You know what? This is our bathroom, so you can poop as much as you want. And he's like, I already got 3 poops out. She's like, oh, I'm so jealous. How do you feel about the apologies? It's still good. He's like, oh my God. Hard kiss. Hard kiss.
Any accidents? The bathroom's right there. Any accidents? You good? Mm. Okay.
So they get out and they do water day, water toys day. And Bill's on the wave runner with Jen, which is hilarious. I mean, I don't really even have much to say. It sounds like this.
Oh, yes, girl. Ooh, yes. I thought Joe Bidino was so cute because, like, everyone, like, all the guys were going in the water. You know, they were, like, they took off their shirts, put the life preserver on. But he, like, put it over his T-shirt. I was like, oh, sweet Joe Bonino in his little shirt in the life preserver.
Like, that's why, like, chubby people hang out together in general, you know? Like, I don't want to go to a pool party where all my friends take off their shirts. Like, What the hell am I supposed to do? You know, I want it to be, like, one of those fat cruises. Like, I have a friend who goes on fat cruises, and he and his man, they take these pictures, and it's just, like, 500 fat guys in Speedos. Like, yes, bitch! I'm like, give me their number. Give me the number to this cruise. He's driving around, and he crashes into the boat, and Jen is wave running, but we get some Jen backstory. She's like,
being out here on this wave runner, it reminds me of traveling to Turkey.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. And by the way, this story, you think the story just gonna kind of end there, like, oh, summer's in Turkey, but then it just like keeps going in this strange. She's like,
there was a cafe that I used to go to with my family, and we'd sit there, and it was a good people watching place. You could sit there and watch the people go around. Ba-ba!
Once I became of age to find a suitor, we'd go to the cafe, and everyone would stare at me, and my mom would say, they're staring at you because they want to marry you, so shut up and smile, baby, and I would.
And then they put up a picture of her as a teenager, and she's got bleached blonde hair and like a little mini skirt and a crop top and these big sunglasses and a feather boa. I'm like, and you're wondering why they're staring at you?
I was the most attractive person at the cafe with the staircase, okay, baby?
It's like, hilarious. What is this story? And then meanwhile on the boat, like a bunch of the girls are on there in the bikinis, and Evan's like, this is like a Wu-Tang Clan video. I'm like, the exact opposite, but fine, sure. If anything, it's like Honey by Mariah, but anyway. So then they're on this boat, and then so Jackie and Evan are sitting next to each other, and Teresa's like,
oh, get together. I'm going to take a photo.
So she's taking a picture of Jackie and Evan, like his hands on her. It's like a nice moment. And Jackie's like, you know what? One minute this woman is like so freaking evil, and the next she's so fun. Like, all I know is that, like, I'm ready to put this behind us and have fun. Evan, are you okay?
Evan?
Are the waves okay? You making your tummy hurt a little bit? You okay, Evan?
So they dock the boat and everybody's getting off, and Teresa tells Jackie and Evan, she goes, please don't throw me in. And Jackie's like,
oh yeah, I said, please don't throw me in.
It's so awkward. They both just stand there laughing too hard. Oh, yeah. God. So then we get food delivery. Okay. So now everybody's congratulating Teresa on at least acting like a decent human being for 5 minutes in one episode.
Yes.
And Dolores is like, wow, I'm so happy you talked to Evan. She goes, I like the guy, all right? But, you know, she just doesn't get me, that girl. She goes, yeah, like I said, you speak a different language. You know, she speaks educated English. You beat your chest and throw oranges at people's heads.
She can string words together. You like to slam your hands at windows. She understands simple concepts, and you like to attack Godzilla. So
she understands trains of thoughts. You ran trains in junior high. Okay, it's two different girls. Two different girls.
I don't get it.
Yeah, today she's like, well, at least today you at least learned how to say hello in her language. Oh, so everybody's eating and they're talking about like how fun the water is and all that stuff. And everyone's so happy now. The guys are like, isn't this great? Look, the ladies ain't even fighting or nothing, right? And Teresa goes, oh yeah, I wanted to tell you guys, I've been having trouble sleeping, and the dildo helped me go to bed. It helped me. It releases something. And Joe goes, it releases poison, right?
It's the poison. That girl is poison. So,
Dolores, like the Wu-Tang Clan, huh? It's like the Wu-Tang Clan said, that girl is poison, am I right?
And I love that when Joe Gorga goes, it released the poison. Dolores just goes, the poison. That's the poison. You know what? You and the poison just speak different languages. That's all. So Jennifer's like, yeah, baby, I didn't use mine in bed because I thought it'd be kind of weird to masturbate in the bed at Melissa's house. Am I right, baby?
And Melissa's like, yeah, I mean, that is kind of weird. Teresa's like, why? And Jen says, well, sex is okay in your bed, but masturbating, I don't know about that one. And Marge is like, yeah, but you know what? I didn't even have sex last night. It was just too crazy. And Joe's like, you better have sex. I'm like, this is a happy place. Everybody got a bone in my house.
No, I was very happy. I just noticed that there happened to be a drawing of a whale on the wall, and that really triggers me. I can't get sexual if I see a whale. You know what I'm saying? Vineyard Vines.
So everybody's peaceful, so of course Jen has to ruin it all because,
yes,
you know, it's been Jen doing this the whole fucking time, right? We all know that. So Jen's like,
oh, and Marge, so you're okay with Joe today? Because I've never seen you so mad at him, baby.
And she's like, well, you know what? I don't think it was the appropriate time to bring it up.
But I didn't bring it up.
She goes, no, but you told Teresa in the first place.
Oh, classic case of shoot the messenger.
No. You started shit and purposely hurt someone. And Jackie's like, yeah, you know, you kept it going, Jennifer.
I kept it going, baby.
You know what? Reminder, Teresa brought it up, baby. So then Joe Gorga's like, okay, all the boys, let's get out of here. All those silly women are about to have a fight. Let's go over there and talk about them, huh?
So Marge's like, you a shit starting again. You know what? I have the right to have my opinion, Jennifer. She goes, as to that, baby. And Joe's like, oh my God, what is wrong with them? They can't even stop over there. Back with Jen. Jen goes,
I mean, I thought the way you treated your husband was embarrassing. I mean, you just talked so down to him.
And she goes, let me fucking tell you something, Jen. She goes,
yeah, that's how she was speaking to her husband last night.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to fucking tell you something, okay? Don't get between me and my husband, okay? Because the way you behave in front of your husband, you embarrass your entire family, okay? You do, all right? And then we have a flashback of Jen falling on her face at the pool party and everything. And Mario goes, you know what? I think you're a sloppy drunk, okay? If that's the way you want to behave, then fine. But you're a sloppy drunk. You're like basically like a bowl of cheese around Melissa Gorga, just all over the place, okay?
Oh, well, you've had some sloppy moments. You slept with your boss.
And everybody just stops and they're like, oh. Everyone just gets that, oh no, look on their face. And Marge is like, you know what? You're such a douchebag. I'm sloppy. Sleeping with my boss when I was 20 was not me being sloppy, okay? That was a man in a position of power taking advantage of me, a young girl. You started it, Marge. She goes, you see what kind of person you are? You know, I share with you a very intimate moment. And I said an intimate, vulnerable moment in my life. What, vomiting? Was that your intimate moment? Was it vomiting, Jennifer?
It was literally not an intimate or vulnerable moment at all. It was her getting wasted off of, like, tequila pong. There's, like, nothing vulnerable about that. Only, yeah. You know, sad at most.
So over at the guy's, Joe goes, God, all I hear over there is Margaret's mouth. And Benino says, she's got the lungs.
You know what? You know why you never fight with your husband, Jennifer? Because he's the fucking meal ticket for you and your entire fucking family. You know what? I can't stomach it. I'm going out. I'm leaving. Which, by the way, had to be said. It did have to be said at some point.
So Jen's like, what? This isn't my fault.
Gorga's like, when's this gonna end? All the women and the craziness. Am I right, guys? When's this ever gonna end?
And Evan goes, you know what? I've noticed meals bring out the worst in them if you think about it, you know? And then we get a montage of every meal being like, yeah, well, fuck you! And things go flying. And he goes, you know what? We should just take a protein bar with us and just say, you know, keep doing activities, girls. Just keep doing activities.
Now I see why she and Jackie are a match. She's like, we don't have to have a meal. I'll have my yogurt, some veggie snaps. That's fine. That's all we need. Yeah. So inside, Margaret is now just like ranting, you know, rightfully so. She's like, you know, I said that in a very sensitive moment. You know, we were in Lake George in front of a camera crew and there was a monster in the woods. It was a very sensitive moment. Okay. And she's taking advantage of it. Okay. And then Teresa's
You know
like,
what? You just go ahead and stay home and be a concubine. All right? Let's see how that works out for you.
Yeah. And Teresa's like,
well, you know, she stated her opinion, like, whatever. And Jennifer goes, well, she didn't like my opinion. I don't have to like her opinion. Slap a drunk. Ha, baby.
I mean, Sam, he's my meal ticket. And Dolores goes, listen, you know, I wouldn't say that. You had 5 kids for him, okay? But didn't you learn last night, Jennifer? All right? Like, if it's not true, just don't repeat things, okay? She goes, no one told me not to say anything. I mean, why wouldn't I say something now when they told me not to?
Yeah. Who needs judgment, right?
Listen, you're talking to a girl who was the most looked at girl in 1997 on a staircase in Turkey, okay, baby?
So Dolores is like, she's like, Jennifer is like that little kid, you know, that little 5-year-old kid that just repeats things that you don't want them to. It's like that time Frankie said, hey, Mom, why was Dad masturbating on the couch last night? I said, Frankie, not here in church. You know what I'm saying?
So they all decide now's the time to split up and everybody go get ready for dinner. So stop this fight, right? So in the van, Jennifer is like, what's she even talking about? Sloppy drunk, repressed feelings for her mother because she's a sloppy drunk. That's what it is, baby. I ain't a sloppy drunk.
And then meanwhile, Margaret is just rage lipsticking. She just has her lipstick and she's just going around in circles on her mouth. She's like, so mad. I'm just going around. All the lipstick is going to be here. I can't do it. I can't. So then Marge is just, she's an asshole. That's what she is. She's just a huge asshole. And Jennifer's just like ranting in the van about her, you know. They're basically just like
Jennifer's
all losing their
just
minds.
Always wrong, you know. I mean, it is amazing how somebody wrong. Can always be wrong. She's like, how am I getting blamed for her having a drunk mom? I mean, maybe there's something wrong with your marriage. That said, maybe you could be sloppy for sleeping with your boss to get ahead, because that's what she did. She slept with the boss and got ahead.
I mean, like, got ahead of what? Right?
Slept. Here's what I did, baby. I slept with no one and was left behind. How about that, baby? How about if you want to get ahead, you go to a cafe in Turkey and you stand on the staircase and have people look at you, baby?
Dolores. Marge is like, I'm going to rip her to shreds. And then we cut back to Dolores talking to Jen. And she goes, listen, you did good until you said you were fucked by your boss. All right?
So that they're basically Jennifer's like, well, let's see if it's gonna be peaceful tonight. I guess we'll just see. And Dolores goes, something tells me it's not gonna be a peaceful night.
This fucking show. And that brings us to the end of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Right?
It was so good, and we got a mid-season trailer, which felt a little early for me. It was only episode 7. I don't know if they're gonna have like maybe a 14 episode thing, or maybe they just wanted to air it after like a big crazy episode.
Yeah,
but
short
I hope
season,
that
COVID season, baby. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like these short seasons, but New Jersey's actually been really like excellent. So I don't want it to be super short. You know what I'm saying?
So I like him to keep it short no matter what. I think it should always be like a 15-episode season, then a 3-part reunion. That's it. Okay.
Except for New York. The best seasons. Except for New York. New York can handle.
I like him short. I like him short and wanting more until the next year. Just keep adding more cities if you want to have it on all day. You know, I could watch 30 cities. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I mean, what about Chicago and Boston? Why aren't they in the mix? How about that?
Yeah, or where's El Paso?
Miami. Well, Miami's coming back, you know, allegedly. If they bring back Miami and put it exclusively on Peacock, I am going to write a sternly written
letter. That's what they're doing. That's what the news is saying anyway. I probably already knew that,
which is why it was already in my head. Like, I don't want Miami exclusively on Peacock because I'm not buying Peacock. I'm not buying Peacock.
I keep saying that, but, you know, here I sit with Discovery Plus. Like, nobody needs that, you know?
No. I'm not doing Peacock. I'm not buying Peacock. If they want to give us Peacock for free so that way they can promote their shows, fine. And that is a not-so-veiled, you know, plea. But I'm not buying it for my Real Housewives, okay?
Yeah, we're cheap. Anyway,
we're cheap.
Okay, everybody, we sure love you. Thanks for being with us. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Saboni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.